Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise is indeed due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal mursaleen, nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in, wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmid dini wa ba'd. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire household, all his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them all and to bless every single one of you and to bless your offspring, to bless the ummah at large. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on us. Ameen. My beloved brothers and sisters, we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most loving. Nobody can love as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why one of his names is the most loving. Al-Wadudu. Al-Wadud. The most loving. So if you think about that name for a moment, you will realize the power of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much He actually loves you. And for this reason, when we say the name in the Arabic language, Al-Wadud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Indeed, Allah has beautiful names, so call Him, supplicate to Him using those names. When I say, oh you who loves me, have mercy on me. Wow! The problem with us is when we say these names in the Arabic language, we sometimes do not think of what exactly they mean. And this is why it's important for us to say these names sometimes in a language that we understand, for us to ponder over the deeper meanings of that particular name. So if I were to say, for example, Al-Wadud, yes, it is the name of Allah. I will use that name to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with that, I will remind myself about the meaning of it. And I will remind myself that Al-Wadud in actual fact means the most loving, the one who loves the most. And then I say it a few times, the most loving. And then I can start thinking about the love of other people towards me, be it my parents, my children, whoever else it may be, siblings, spouse, whoever. And then I need to tell myself again, however, there is one who is most loving over and above all of those. Wouldn't it make us smile? Keep on thinking about this, my brothers and sisters. He loves you. Now, one might say, well, if He loves me so much, why the challenges in my life? Why is it that I have so many difficulties? Well, you then don't understand why He made you, why He created you, why you are in this world. Subhanallah, everyone on earth will go through challenges. Allah says, those challenges are a part of your test. Didn't He tell you? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created mankind or jinnkind except for them to worship me, for them to be tested by being created. I will release for them everything that there is. They need to do the right thing. It's like a multiple choice. A is this answer. B is another wrong answer. C is very close to what is right, but it is still wrong. D is the right answer. And E is another wrong answer. What will you tick? You need to tick D, knowing that you may be allowed to tick A, B, C, or E, but if you do that, you will fail your examination. Similarly, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives you options. He gives you a choice. And you have the freedom to utilize the choice, knowing that you are going to be responsible for the answer that you tick off. So I need to make sure every time I tick off the right answer. The good thing is, for as long as you have not handed in your paper, you can always erase the wrong answer and tick off the right one. If I've done that which is wrong in my life so much, but I am at a point where I've realized what the right answer is, I can actually turn to the most loving, the most forgiving, the most wise. And I can tell Him, oh my Maker, I know You love me. I love You too. please forgive me. What I've done in the past, I'm now going to do the right thing. I've never prayed before. I've never thought about praying before. I'm going to start somewhere. I've never thought about dressing appropriately until it's become so difficult for me to dress appropriately. But, oh Allah, I promise you, I love you so much and I know you love me. I don't want your displeasure at all. So I'm going to start trying. From today, I'm going to do the right thing. I have brothers and sisters who ask me sometimes saying, you know what, I don't pray. Subhanallah, you're telling me you don't pray? You don't pray? Well, I want to pray. Well, what's stopping you? I think I'm too bad. No, the most loving has made you feel that you need to pray. So that's why you must start somewhere. Some say, well, I don't have the courage to start with all five. Well, you need to admit that your duty is all five, but you started with one. You then went on to two. You then went on to three until you continued in such a way that you developed every day. You were walking closer and closer to heaven, to paradise. In the same way you were getting closer to your grave, you also became closer to Jannatul Firdaus. You also became closer to the paradise. Subhanallah. So you are heading in the right direction. And the most merciful, the most loving, the most wise, he says to us through the blessed lips of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Every action will be judged by its intention, and for every person will be that which he or she has intended. Your intentions need to be strong, they need to be powerful, they need to be focused, they need to understand, or you need to understand that these intentions need to be dedicated to the Almighty. I may not be a perfect being, I'm never going to be perfect in this world, but I'm going to try my best to get as close to Allah as I can. Every day, I'm improving. And this is why, when you love someone, you don't want to harm them, you don't want to disrespect them, but more than that, you don't want to displease them. So when you love Allah truly, you will not want to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, He keeps us in a negative situation so that we get closer and closer and closer to Him. You know, many people, they start praying after they've had a problem. I said this a little bit earlier in my previous talk, but I'm repeating it. People start praying when they have a problem. Wasn't that problem a blessing from Allah? It made them a better person. It made them get closer to Allah. So don't think it was the punishment of Allah that you suffered a disease, or you went through an economic hardship, or you went through a marital problem or something of that nature. If it brought you closer to Allah, then Allah is the most wise. He knows why you were inflicted with that. He knows it. You are now so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one of the narrations speaks about sickness and speaks about how the person who bore patience over the sickness that he or she had in his or her life, later on in the akhirah, when they get to see the reward of that particular patience that they bore, they will say, had I been sick for my entire life, I would have got an even higher status. Oh Allah, why didn't you keep me sick a little bit longer? Allahu Akbar. Yet in this world, you know what we say? We cannot bear 1 minute of sickness. Even if your throat is scratching you inside as you swallow, you get irritated. Everyone would, wouldn't they? But the patience that you bear, that is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember one thing. Allah is indeed wise. He is the most wise. Al-Hakim is another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the most wise. He knows why He does what He does. But we don't know, because we don't know the future. That's what it is. For example, if a person was going to be involved in a big motor vehicle accident, and they were always praying to have a Lamborghini, very fast car. For some reason, they couldn't afford it. Something went wrong, and they only happened to afford a Toyota, a Run-X. You know what's a Run-X? Subhanallah. So when the accident happened, the damage was not that bad. Imagine if you had the Lamborghini, what would have happened? Perhaps legs broken, everything else happened. Allah's blessing, He did not give it to you, but you were crying and weeping, not realizing that, you know what? You don't know the future. Sometimes you desperately want to marry someone. Desperately. And there's an obstacle. I tell you, perhaps, maybe, I'm not saying in all cases, but maybe Allah put the obstacle because He knows that that person might die 1 year down, leaving you with two kids or a kid. Well, they would have to be twins if it was 1 year down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. So, it's possible that Allah did not want you to be widowed so soon. So Allah says, hang on, I don't want you to go there. Or the person might be affected by something else. Or the person might end up divorcing you. I know of a case 17 years down the line, someone was divorced. And they wouldn't have dreamt that that would have happened. And they say, I cried for this guy, I actually died for him, and now look what he's done. He's flicked me off like nothing. May Allah forgive us. You didn't need to cry or die. Had you surrendered to what Allah had wanted initially, there were signs there showing you, don't go ahead. But then again, even the divorce was a blessing from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us through struggle sometimes to humble us, to keep us down. Down meaning to keep us down to the ground. I don't mean down as in down and out, but I mean closer to the ground. Become humble. Become humble for the sake of Allah. So Allah is all wise. He knows why He does things. He knows the future, and He only does that which is ultimately better for you. I give you another example. There are some people who are struggling financially from the beginning of their lives right to the end. Wallahi, if they were patient, the moment they die, they will see the blessings of that patience because they were happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you kept me suffering throughout my life, but I love you and I still love you. I haven't missed a salah. I've come closer and closer to you. All the salahs I've missed, I've sought forgiveness for them all. I've recompensed them, etc. And now I'm trying to be the best possible person. Imagine when you die, Allah is waiting for you. Subhanallah, He's waiting for you. There is a better place. Subhanallah.
إني جزيتهم اليوم بما صبروا أنهم هم الفائزون.
Allah says, I am the one who recompensed them with goodness because of their sabr, their patience. They are the successful due to that patience. They were patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. So a person who goes through struggles throughout many years of their lives, it's not a sign of the wrath of Allah or the anger of Allah. It's a question for you. It's a test for you. We have, for example, examinations of this world. The difficult questions are for those examinations that are more important. If it's just a test at the end of the week, they'll probably ask you 1 plus 1, 5 plus 3, and so on. But if it is a very complicated, long mathematical question that needs you to think for a long, long time and work it out, your certificate will be much higher. Don't you agree? Same applies in our lives. When you have a very difficult situation, your certificate is higher. This is why the Prophet ﷺ says, عظم الأجر مع عظم الابتلاء. The bigger reward is actually connected to the bigger test. If you're tested with something huge, your reward will be far greater than someone who's been tested with something minor, small. Subhanallah, you've lost a loved one, your child. You lose a child, you had a miscarriage, for example. Wallahi, if you bear patience by the will of Allah, there will be Jannah for you. Paradise awaits you. The most loving will definitely grant you Jannah for your patience. Subhanallah. It's not easy for Allah, meaning it's not easy even for the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs to remove the souls from the bodies to actually do that. But they obey the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. My brothers and my sisters, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is all wise. Don't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. People say, why does it happen to me? That's because Allah loves you. That's why it's happened to you. Inna Allah ida ahabba abdan ibtalahu. When Allah loves a worshipper, then Allah tests them. Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask you a question. Don't we believe he was the most beloved unto Allah? We have to believe that. Don't we believe he was the best of creation, the most noble of all prophets? We have to believe that. That's what makes us Muslims. How many tests did he go through in his life and why? Allah knows why, subhanAllah. He lost all his young boys, his sons in infancy or childhood. He lost them all, one by one. He lost all his daughters. Later on, they were adults. They all passed away before he passed away, except one of them, Fatima binti Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did that happen? Yet he was the most beloved unto Allah. To show us all that when Allah loves you, it does not mean people around you won't die. It does not mean you're not going to lose your loved ones. That's a test. That's part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gift to you to be able to get closer to Him, because ultimately we're all going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've just thought of something else. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the best of creation, the most noble of all prophets. Guess what? His father died prior to his birth. He was born an orphan. Why? One might say, well, if Allah loved me, why am I an orphan? If Allah loved me, why did my mom and dad divorce? If Allah loved me, why did this happen? That's the love of Allah. It all depends on how you look at it. So change the perception. Understand, it is the most loving who has done this. One says sometimes, look at the suffering across the globe. If Allah was most loving, He would not allow them to suffer. That's why He takes them away beyond a certain point. Allah is so loving that He does not allow you and I to taste pain beyond the point. You'll probably faint and you won't know what's happened, because Allah says, I love you enough for you not to feel what's going on. Subhanallah. And after a certain point, you go through what is known as death, because you've got to the point where beyond that, Allah doesn't want you to feel with that body of yours. So a person passed away. When they passed away, what do we say? Don't we say, they've gone into the mercy of Allah. Intaqala ila rahmatillah. They are gone into the mercy of Allah, because we believe they're in a better place. If you die right now, you need to be convinced that you're going to a better place. That doesn't mean take your life away because you have problems. Because if that happens, then you're challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suicide is prohibited in Islam. It's haram. The warnings have been issued in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the prohibition is manifest in the Quran. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Don't kill yourself, because Allah is indeed very merciful upon you. Allah is merciful. If you are having a tough day today, a day will come when you will smile too. If you are having a challenge today, trust me, that will pass. It will come to pass. But you need to be convinced. That conviction is very important, and you need to persevere. Stick in there. Hold in for a while. You need to understand, I am convinced that Allah is going to take me out of this mess. If not today, then tomorrow. Every one of us, without exception, we have certain situations that we would like to get out of. Every one of us. Certain things. Don't worry. Be patient. But there is a secret. What's the secret? Develop your relationship with the one who has the solution to your problems. I want to see solution, but I have no link with Allah. I want to see solution to all these issues, but I've got no relationship with the one who's actually the owner of the solution. Subhanallah, I need to make sure that I develop a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to make sure that I develop a link with Allah so that I know that whatever's happening to me, definitely, it's not part of the wrath of Allah. It's not part of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm trying my best. Allah knows me personally. Do you know why? And I'm saying this on behalf of every one of us. Allah knows me personally. That's what everyone can say. Because I say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, glory be to Allah. I read His book every day. I pray, I put my head on the ground for Him. He knows me personally. He definitely knows you personally. He knows what you're going through. Don't ever doubt that. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ لِرَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, the closest that a slave or a worshipper can be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he is physically in prostration. When you go down on the seven bones, what are the seven bones? You have your toes, you have your knees, you have your hands, and you have your forehead or forehead connected to your nose. Seven. When you're on the ground for Allah saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, I'm declaring the praise of the one who is the highest, yet I put myself physically into the lowest possible position that a human being can get into respectfully for the sake of Allah. I am low, Allah is high. Allah says, that's the closest you can ever get to me. But a lot of us, when it comes to prostration, let's be honest, we cannot wait to get our head off the ground again. Come on, come on. Allah loves you. Put it on the ground. Say that Subhana Rabbi al-A'la two more times. Say it two more times. I promise you, you will see a change in your life. You will see a difference. When you go into sajda, don't peck on the ground. It's okay, my sisters. It's fine. Forget the makeup for a while. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Put your head on the ground for the sake of Allah. If the makeup comes in the way, it's okay. It's fine. We can sort that out later. For now, I'm sorting my relationship with Allah out. I'm just being honest. Because I've had questions that have been weird to say, and wallahi, I'm not joking. Sisters have asked me, are we allowed to hover our heads slightly above the ground when we go in sujood because we spent more than 60 pounds on the makeup for a function? It's not up to me. It's a reality. Wallah, it's a question I've been asked. It's not up to me. My sister, those 60 pounds, a'udhu billah. I'm so sorry to tell you there is no qasr al-mikyaj. You know what that means? You cannot shorten your salah because you've got makeup, nor can you join your salah because you've got makeup. That only happens when you're a musafir, when you're on a journey, or wherever it is stipulated in the Quran and the Sunnah. But there's no way that it speaks about makeup. So if that is coming between you and your relationship with Allah, who is the most loving, what on earth do you think you're doing? That could have been your last opportunity to engage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope I've said enough. And the brothers always laugh when we say this, don't they? But they're equally guilty. Without makeup, without an excuse, they too abstain. That's even worse. The one is saying, I spent 60 pounds. Well, my brother, what did you spend that you're away? May Allah forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Let's think about our relationship with the Most Wise. When He has stipulated salah, He knows why. We may not know why. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salah itself will keep you away from immorality and evil. If you are bothered about salah, look at this function we've had today. We made salatul dhuhr here, we made salatul al-Asr here, we made Salatul Maghrib here, and some of us have made Salatul Isha already, and some will do it a little bit later. Why? Why did we have to break so many times? There was a reason. Because we owe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could have been our last opportunity to do that. Imagine if you get to the hereafter and you're so happy because the last opportunity you had, you seized it. Subhanallah. I'd rather be from among those than to be one who's regretting. May Allah strengthen us. My brothers and sisters, the words I'm saying are only meant to be strengthening us, to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the wise. He is the most loving. He knows why He does things. And He knows that everyone is going through challenges, difficulties. He has put them in your life for a reason. But with our brains, we don't understand the reason. We don't. A lot of the times, we don't know. Imagine Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm taught to follow his example. That example is so complete that it teaches me how to go through challenges and difficulties because he has faced every hardship that I can think of. So when I face similar hardships, at least I know how to manage it.
وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ.
Amazing, the last few verses of Surah Al-Hijr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that the statements they are uttering about you, be they rumor, be they false statements, be they that which is hurtful, we know that your chest is being tightened because of that. It's hurting you. You know, when people say bad things about us, it hurts us. We're human beings. How do you react to it? I tell you how we react to it today. Someone says a nasty thing about you on Instagram, you say 10 nasty things about them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, Telegram, Snapchat, and then you say, don't you ever do that again. Right? Because we know it's a bad statement, someone says something bad about us, so we want to retaliate. But Allah says to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's not how you retaliate. You're a believer. You're the best of creation. Allah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Declare the praise of your Rabb. Declare the praise of your Rabb. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. And be from among those who prostrate often. So that's how you solve your problem. Thank Allah. Alhamdulillah. A lot of the times people say nasty things about us because they're jealous. Allah's given us something that He has not given them. So don't bother, don't respond, don't become low with them. If they say bad things, you say good things, they will be surprised. They will be able to learn something if they have a heart. So Allah says, سَبِّحْ. Number one, declare the praise of Allah, glorify Allah. And then the sajda, be from among those who is in prostration, starting off with your obligatory prayers, and then that which is voluntary. Subhanallah. And what if it persists? What if the problem continues? What do I do? Allah says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Keep on worshipping your Rabb until death comes to you. Keep on worshipping your Rabb. Don't lose hope. Because ultimately, what's the worst that will happen? Well, if I'm sick terminally and I've been making dua to Allah, oh Allah, have mercy on me, have mercy on me. His mercy may dictate that I pass away and I get into heaven. Subhanallah. And wallahi, my brothers and sisters, don't ever belittle an act because you don't know which act is going to take you to Jannah. Is it a glass of water that you gave someone? Is it a smile that you smile on someone's face? Is it hope that you instilled in someone else's life? Is it a little prayer that you might have engaged in? Is it, for example, a good deed, an act of charity? Perhaps you reached out into your pocket and gave. You don't know which little deed will be the tipping of that scale to get you into Jannatul Firdaus. So do not underestimate the smallest of deeds. Keep on doing them. Until when? Don't lose focus. Until you die. When you die, your test is over. Your examination results, you await them for a moment and you will get them on a day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. I encourage you, my beloved brothers and sisters, to develop a beautiful relationship with the most loving, with the most wise, with the one who loves you the most. And I promise you, if you use the names of Allah to call out to Him, He will indeed open your doors one after the other, because He tells you to do that in the Quran. So the next time you are sick or ill, instead of saying, Oh Allah, cure me, which is perfectly fine, try, Oh owner of cure, cure me. Subhanallah. It brings about a totally different angle. It brings about confirmation that you are convinced that the owner of cure is Allah. Ya Shafi, ishfini. Subhanallah, when you need sustenance, it's perfectly fine to say, Oh Allah, grant me sustenance. But try out, Oh owner of sustenance, give me. Subhanallah. Ya Razzaq, urzuqni. That's what it is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness in this world and the next. Brothers and sisters, I hope the little talk that I've had has been a means of my own development of link with Allah and yours as well. And I hope it's instilled in you a lot of hope and a lot of love for Allah, for indeed He loves you. I know we're all facing challenges, including myself. And we will continue facing challenges. So if you think that you're not going to be facing challenges, I think you're talking about a life beyond this world. Because in this world, we all face challenges. That's what life is all about. But we ask Allah to have mercy on us. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيْنَا مُحَمَّدٍ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ